بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتاب الحج. There is a kitab with regard to Hajj, the various aspects of Hajj. قال الله تعالى, الله تعالى says, ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين. Hajj means to make an intention, and in Shariat it means that intention to go to the house of Allah, the Kaaba Sharif, and fulfill all the other acts of ibadat which are connected with Hajj. Allah Ta'ala commands that Allah has made farz on people the visiting of the house, that is making the intention for day of Hajj and going to Kaaba Sharif, and this is for those people who have the means to do it. Those who have physically, who are healthy and can undertake the journey, financially, who have the means to reach there, and at the same time that the same family can also be supported. Woman kafara, and a person who denies this Hajj and does not accept it as a farad, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ, that now Allah Ta'ala is totally independent of the whole world. Our ibadah does not benefit Allah Ta'ala. All the Hajj by the millions of people that make it does not increase the greatness and the grandeur of Allah Ta'ala in any way. It is only for our benefit. It comes in a hadith, a person who can make Hajj and he does not do it, and that is that he denies the Hajj, then he dies like that. He dies in a state like a Jew or a Christian. That is, he does not die on Islam. So Hajj is also a very important pillar of Islam. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, بني الإسلام على خمس. Islam is built on five basic principles. These are the basic, most important principles of Islam. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah, bearing witness that there is nobody else worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala, wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah, and he is the final and last messenger of Allah Ta'ala. Then performance of namaz, giving of zakat, and finally the Hajj of Baytullah. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال, Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه says that خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم gave a bayan to us, and in the bayan نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يا أيها الناس, O people, إن الله قد فرض عليكم الحج فحجوا, that Allah has made Hajj farz upon you, so make Hajj. That is with all the conditions and requirements of Hajj. Then make Hajj when you are in a position, physically, financially, and there is nothing stopping you from making Hajj. Then make Hajj. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ, one person asked, أَكُلَّ آمِنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, is this every year that we have to make Hajj? فَسَكَتَ حَتَّى قَالَهَا ثَلَاثًا. نَبِيَ كَرِيمٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ kept quiet until he asked the same question three times. That is Hajj for us every year. Must we make every year Hajj? فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, نَبِيَ كَرِيمٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said, لَوْ قُلْتُ نَعَمْ لَوَجَبَتْ وَلَمَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Had I said yes, that Hajj is for us every year, then it should have become for us on everyone to make Hajj every year, and you people should not have managed that. Imagine the whole ummah, round about 1.5 billion, 2 billion. Every year, if everyone had to go for Hajj, who should look after the houses? Who should look after the businesses? Who should look after the children, etc.? So, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had kept quiet. Otherwise, this should have become farad. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further said, ثُمَّ قَالْ ذَرُونِي مَا تَرَكْتُكُمْ. Do not leave me alone until I leave you alone. That is, don't question too much and don't dig deep.
Don't dig deep into matters. What I tell you to do, accept it as that and do that. Don't try and now become more pious and try and take out deeper things. Many people got this habit that in many things they'll ask more and more questions, and in this they make it difficult upon themselves. Just like the Bani Israel was supposed to slaughter a cow. That was all that was asked of them. Then they went and asked the details, what kind of a cow, what color of a cow, and they made life very difficult for themselves. In another ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, don't delve too deep. Take things at the surface value, what you are told to do, do that. Don't go too much into detail. Also, this does not mean that if we haven't got clarification, we don't ask. But on the other hand, many people to try and show their intelligence and try and show their piety, and they ask deeper and deeper questions. Nabi sallallahu, that is not the mizaj of deen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam discouraged that. And he told, فَإِنَّمَا هَلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ بِكَثْرَةِ سُوَالِهِمْ. Those people before you, they got destroyed by asking too many questions. So don't go too deep into matters and don't ask too many questions. وَإِخْتِلَافِهِمْ عَلَىٰ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ. And they dispute with their anbiya. Just like today, many people like to make hujjat bazi, like to dispute with ulama. When the ulama say a simple, straightforward ruling, then they try and show their cleverness and their piety, and they take out different points. This was a habit of the Bani Israel, a bad habit. So don't do that. When you are told to do something, you understand it, accept it as that. فَإِذَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ فَأَتُوا مِنْهُ. When I command you to do something, then do that as I have told you. مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ, as much as you can manage. There is also another very important thing. The whole of deen, every sunnah, everything, it's almost impossible for us to manage. We must try our best. And where we falter, don't try and justify ourselves, but make tawbah, istighfar. Admit our shortcomings. Our namaz we made now, who of us could have made it with 100% concentration, the whole namaz? Try your best, and where we falter, then don't try and take out fault, and don't try and take out objection, but accept and admit our weakness and ask for forgiveness. وَإِذَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ فَدَعُوهُ. And when I stop you from doing something, then don't do that. Stay away. If you do get involved because of your weakness, make tawbah, istighfar. Don't try and justify. Interest matters today. That if we get involved, don't try and justify ourselves. And don't try and say that today interest has to be made jais. Today's conditions, insurance has to be made jais. Make tawbah, istighfar for the wrong that we do. Do not try and justify it, and do not try and prove ourselves that we are right. So this hadith, the ulama have written, speaks of the very basis of fiqh and of shariat. So to understand fiqh and to understand shariat, masalas, and our correct approach to deen, this hadith is a very fundamental hadith in the approach to deen, to understand deen correctly. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the correct understanding and do amal accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.